That's true. Give it up for John Doerr. How? He's cute, right? Would you? I did. So, he's a rapist. So I don't know if John asked if anybody's celebrating anything tonight, but I know that I don't care because I have something really big going on, you guys. I finally just slept with my high school crush. Right? That's exciting, right? Thank you. Thank you. But now he, like, expects me to go to his graduation? Like, I know what I'm going to be doing in 3 years, right? Kids these days. I don't know. No, I would never fuck a kid. That's weird, right? I would never. I shouldn't say never. That's stupid. What if the right one comes along? I'm going to not do it because I told you strangers? No. I'm going to fuck that kid. So my mom's a cunt. So she's always bragging about the dumbest stuff. The other day, she's like, I can still fit in my wedding dress. Like, who cares, right? I mean, it is weird that she's the same size now as she was when she was 8 months pregnant, but I don't know. Why brag, right? I don't see it, but I don't know. I don't want a baby. I see them. They're around. They're running around. I'm like, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Not interested. I'm supposed to. I'm 30. I'm supposed to want to make something with my body, but I'm like, no. I think it's because this is what I do for a living. I get drunk every night. I'm drunk now. But the girls I grew up with, you know, they're living normal adult lives. So they call me and they're like, Aim, I'm pregnant. And I'm still like, what are you going to do? I'm like, no. They're like, bitch, we're 30. Like, what? I'm like, I'll drive you. Shh. This is like the most good-looking crowd ever. This is not good for my self-esteem. Don't clap for yourselves. Some people are, yes, we are gorgeous. We are gorgeous. Well, you know, I know what it's like. We judge each other, right? Like, I walk out here, and right away you guys are thinking, like, oh, my God, like, she's so fucking pretty. Thank you. That is, wow, that's really sweet of you guys. Little Pilates, nothing big. But now I know what I look like. Like, it's okay. But I'm from New York. Like, I lived there my whole life. But people always think I'm from the Midwest. Right? I've got that look about me like I've milked something recently, right? You could see it. It's not easy. Like, I have the body of a woman, but the face of, like, a child orphan. I know that. I have this one friend, Sabina, though. We've been friends forever. She's gorgeous. She's a Ford model. She's dating a professional athlete. And that name, Sabina. That's one of those annoying names you have to be really hot to pull off, right? Sabina, Priscilla. You can't have, like, a bum knee and a lazy eye and be like, I'm Sabina! Like, nice try. We're going to call you Bertha, bitch. But great try. That was cute. Cute stuff. If you're really hot, you can be like, I'm Gorgonzola. What? Sorry, I love that cheese. Guys go crazy for her. I never get hit on like that, ever. The only guy who ever approaches me, it's always at last call at the bar. Right? What a rapey time. What a rapey. The lights go on. Men just become vultures. They're pacing. They can only see by heat. They're just like, what? It's like zombified in the eyes. I see one walking toward me like a toddler just learning how to take its first steps. Just like pointing at his dick like, here. It's here. I'm like, I'll get us a cab. But, well, it's lonely. Thanks for clapping at my whoredom. I'm not. I make it sound like I'm such a slut. I'm not at all. I've only been with 4 people. That was a weird night. I know you're thinking, like, Amy, do you have any flaws? Okay, yeah, I've got one. I'm racist. No, I'm not. I'm not at all. But, like, what's your least favorite ethnicity? Like, least. I love that he's thinking. thinking about it. He's like, Pakistanis aren't my fave. That's okay. That's something. That's your business. But racism is real. It's something we need to deal with, you know? I was talking about this the other day. I was hanging out with all my black friend, and I'm like, let's talk about this, you know? And what was she saying? She was like, girl, you know, she was like I couldn't understand her, but she was pissed, you know? Pissed. She's like, I'm like, stop yelling, we're not at the movies. But, I love the brothers are going crazy on that one. Thank you. Thank you. I am so glad you guys laughed at that. That does not always work, I'll be honest with you. I mean, nothing works 100% of the time, right? Except Mexicans. I've noticed they're always doing something. You guys have been super cool. I'm gonna leave you with this. My sister, my little sister, used to cut herself.
This is rock and roll.
The Unmask Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Oh yeah. She's on fire. Hey, hey.
She's on fire. Billy Gibbons. And she's on fire. You're on fire. Because you're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. Yes, we're here for another week of annoyance on music, whatever you want to call it. You just go with it and you decide what you want to call it. I'm calling it The Cracking Show. No, that's my excuse. I'm sticking to it. Anyway, you're listening to me, Liam Burke, on The Liam Burke Show. If I got just a couple of weeks back when I played Rory Gallagher, I got a request by my American mom, and that's Evie Diamond, said, would I not do a show on the legend, Pat McManus? And I said, yes, we should do that some week. So over the next couple of weeks, I might just throw it out to you guys to let you decide what songs we want to play on the Pat McManus show special. So hopefully you'll get involved in that, and we'll have lots more besides. And before Billy, you had Amy Schumer with My High School Crush. So lots more coming up. And I've got another one, the Postman Pats. You know, they were doing Postman Pats stuff. They used to do the Irish version ones. Now, there is an English version. There was always an English version one. And because the pandemic one. But I'm not going to play that one because it's about 9 minutes long. So you'll have to just go on to YouTube and check it out for yourself. But coming up, we'll have a few small ones from Postman Pat. That's coming up very shortly as well. Here's the Rolling Stones with Love Is Strong.
is Brian Johnson and
Angus Young from AC/DC.
And you're listening to the man who's got the biggest balls of them all.
Liam Burke. Ow-wee.
Akadaka and Witch's Spell. Yes, I wanted to play this for you because I said earlier on, you can check it out. It is Postman Pat, The Pandemic. Check it out. It's about 9 minutes long or just under 9 minutes long. Check it out and have a listen. See what you think. But in the meantime, I'll probably play a couple of these throughout the show, and it's Postman Pat. This one is Postman Pat versus Fireman Sam.
No, it's pronounced cunnilingus. It's when you...
Dad, stop, stop.
Julian, why are you in the middle of the road?
It's Katie and Will. They're stuck on the ice.
I can't feel my feet.
The ice is cracking. Does anybody care?
Oh, look, it's the wife shagger.
Oh, not now, Ted. Please, look, there are children in danger.
You're in fucking danger, sunshine. I hate you.
Look, help me with the ladder, save the children, and then you can hit me.
Look, it's Fireman Sam.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't panic, everybody. The professionals are here.
It's okay, I've got this.
Well, there's lovely, but what? We're professional, and we've got a ladder.
I too have a ladder, numbnuts.
Now I told you, leave it to the professionals, okay? On you get, children.
Children, I forbid you to get on that ladder. Just wait for me to get to you.
Right, for the last time. Ignore the silly old postman and get on my ladder.
Stop saying old, I'm 42. Kids, I'm coming.
Right, Four Eyes, listen. Don't get in my way.
Oh, is that a threat? Oh, I am scared. Children, do not get on that ladder.
Good, children. Listen to Fireman Sam. You're fucking so slow, he's going to take all the glory. Look.
You're safe with me.
I was here first, you bastard.
That's it. You're nearly there. There's
lovely. You complete twat.
Hey, boyo, why don't you stick to delivering parcels?
Oh, I will. Up your mother.
Sticks and stones will break my
balls. But you'll always be your anchor.
Hey!
Ignore him, Fireman Sam, and get the boy a blanket.
Here you are, boyo. Get you nice and warm.
Thank goodness you were here, Fireman Sam.
Unbelievable. I sometimes wonder why I fucking even bother.
Nope.
Fuck 'em. And their shiny helmets.
There you go. See, you not know what's going to come along. And I just spotted it there when I was rooting through stuff earlier on and I came across it. So there's many more of them. I think there's a few more we'll play throughout the show. But you'll have to stick around to find out what they are like at the minute. Am I just, wait, let me just check something here. I'm just, oh, touch that there and that's better. No, I'm not touching anything. That shouldn't be touched. Anyway, give it up. Here is Cinderella with Gypsy Road.
Mama, mama.
There you go, that's Rock and Roll Rebel from Ozzy Osbourne. Back at the Moon. Now, I want to play this song for you, and the reason why I want to play it, because as I was trolling through YouTube, I came across it. You guys have maybe heard it before, I haven't. I'm going to try and get this right. It's live at Puckle Pop, right? And the band is, the song is Somebody to Love, right? You know the song. And the band is Thunder Pussy. Have a listen.
Oh, and the truth has found to be lies, and all of the joy within you dies. Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love? Oh, don't you want somebody to love? You better find somebody.
Yeah, there you go, Thunder Pussy and Somebody to Love. I know some of you out there might already know who they are or more about them, but I don't. And for people that don't, this is a little bit about them. The Thunder Pussy is an American rock band formed in Seattle, Washington in 2014. The group is composed of vocalist Molly Sides, guitarist Whitney Petty, bassist Lee Julius and drummer Lindsay Ellis. The band draws inspiration from the sound of the 1970s rock. There you go. It's just something I didn't know. And I'm sure there's one or two of us that didn't either. But there's something to chew over with your coffee. Anyway, here's some more comedy from Andrew Santino with Dying Naked is My Biggest Fear.
And also depression. I got them both. So boom, boom, you know. I am white fully. You can see I'm full white. Anxiety is a white disease. That's ours. I don't think brown people are allowed to have it. I don't even know how I'd explain that to a black friend if they were like, what is it? I'd be like, oh, I have a fear of the unknown. Because they'd be like, oh, I have a fear of the known. What I know is significantly worse than what I don't know. So good luck with everything with the white stuff, though. Do you believe in white privilege? You believe in white privilege, sir? You do, right? You're a brown man. How about a white guy? You believe in white privilege? Listen to the brown guy. White people, right? You can't trust these fucking humans. Yeah, white privilege is inherently real. White guilt is more real than anything in the world. White guilt is so obvious. If you've never seen white guilt, watch a white host on Saturday Night Live bring up a black musical guest. That's a dead giveaway. Because when it's a white guest, they're like, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift! And they lose their fucking mind. But when it's a black guest, they're like, ladies and gentlemen, it is Kendrick Lamar. There's Kendrick Lamar right there. Thank you. God bless his rose of corn. Enjoy Kendrick. I have anxiety, and it hits me at the worst times. I have palpitations, and that gives me worse anxiety. I have a heart murmur. Does anybody have a heart murmur? Does anybody have a heart condition? Shout out to heart conditions. Nobody? Cool. Thank you. All right. Right on. Be careful. Yeah, I get palpitations. I don't like it. It comes at the most inopportune times. Like, I was masturbating in the hotel for the third time today, and my heart kept skipping a beat, and I thought, please not now. Please not spread leg on the DoubleTree floor. Watching stepmom porn. I just can't go out like that. Like, what would my dad tell my stepmom? Like, what is, you know? And what if I really had a shot? You know what I mean? Like, what if she was like, I would have fucked him. So, sad for him. Do you guys notice that? There's a lot of step porn. Does anybody notice that? A lot of step porn on the internet. Ravishing the internet. Stepdad, stepmom, stepbrother, stepsister. Isn't that crazy they just gave that to us? Nobody asked for it. Nobody wrote Pornhub and was like, you know, we could use a little bit more step stuff in there. They just threw it on us. I think that's really weird. We just had to go with it, right? Like, I remember hearing the first title, like seeing the first title, you know? And it was like, stepfather comes home from work early, finds cheerleader stepdaughter naked. And I was like, ew. And then I saw the thumbnail. I was like, I'm going to check it out. I'm gonna just give it a gander real fast. Yeah, I didn't want to die at the hotel. I don't want to die naked. Dying naked is literally my biggest fear on earth, without a doubt. Biggest fear. Hands down. Biggest. I don't care how I die. Please, with clothes on. That's all I care about. Please, good God, with clothes on my body, okay? Because I know. I don't care how professional the paramedics are. I don't care. I don't care. There will be one, okay? There will be one that walks in late, the goofball, you know, when they're doing their due diligence, and he walks in and goes, it's not even that cold in here. I just... And they're like, Tommy, he's dead. It is funny, but he's dead. Come on. He's like, what? What are you going to do? You know, are we going to flick his penis? What are we doing? Are we flicking his penis? I don't know if you guys know that. They flick your penis. Do you know paramedics flick your penis? It's a three-step rule. I'm dead serious. It's called you check neck, wrist, and dick. Neck, wrist, dick. Okay? Have you ever heard of that? Have you heard of that? No? Not true. Not an ounce of that. How could that be? How ridiculous that you even thought that could have been true. That they stand by your penis. They go, neck, no? Okay, chest, no? All right. We lost him. Shit. A lot of Americans don't like to joke about death. Death is a weird thing in our country. I don't know why. We're really weird about it. We're very strange. Death is a weird, like, I don't want to talk about it. The rest of the world really doesn't give a shit, you know? They have a better sense of humor about it. I was in Ireland. You ever been to Ireland? Beautiful place, man. I went to the Cliffs of Moher. Beautiful. 575-foot cliffs. It's gorgeous, far as the eye can see, right? But there's no fence. There's no fence. You're allowed to just go up to the edge, you know? It's brilliant. I love it, but also quite dangerous. I mean, all they have is a little sign in the grass, a little tiny sign that says, if you're thinking about suicide, please call this number. That's it. So if you have cell service, we got you. If not, you know, it's been fun. I think that's crazy, that little sign. But I like that, because in America, it'd be different. You know, it'd be different. Where I come from, there'd be a guard, there'd be a fence. You know what I mean? He'd have a dog and a gun, barbed wire. They'd shoot you and kill you if you tried to kill yourself. And then they would fine you for trying to kill yourself. It's unbelievable. Not in Ireland. They had a little sign. That's it. And I wish there was one more sign. I like that sign. Yeah, if you're thinking about suicide, call this number. We're trying to help. But I wish there was one more right at the very edge. One at the very edge that said, all right, you're going to do it. Do a flip, you know, like, have some fun. You're gonna die. Have a good time. How hard would you laugh if a dude went to the edge and was like, cannonball! I'd be like, I'll pay that guy's fine. That's very funny. I'll pay that guy's fine. Suicide is not funny. People don't know. People don't like to talk about it. I've had a few friends do it. Not cool. Not okay. But I've thought about it myself. I was like, I don't think I would ever do that, you know? I don't think I would ever want to do that, you know? But if I did, it would be funny. I would have to be funny because, you know, like, you're sad your whole life. You're like, oh, I'm miserable. It's like, don't, you know, like, have a gas when you're going out. That's it. Like Toaster in the Tub. You know Toaster in the Tub? Do you know what that is? You guys have heard Toaster in the Tub before? Somebody did it. We heard it somehow. People did it. Enough people did it. It got around. I want to do Toaster in the Tub, okay? But I want to elevate it a little bit. I want to have one of my engineering buddies rig it so the moment the paramedics walk in, toast pops up out of the toaster. Just butter in one hand, jam in the other, you know? They get a meal and a laugh. They're like, this guy is funny. Let's get him out of the tub. Let's flick his penis, okay? I'm Andrew Santino. Goodbye. Good night.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love you.
You're damn right.
So the next song, we
want to
dedicate to
James Dean.
Yeah.
There's a band called Burning Witches. I suppose that you know about them as well. I'll do a little bit of digging in a minute. And that's Holy Diver. And it was from the festival Leyendas del Rock in Valencia in Spain. No, Vilna in Spain. Alicante. Well, look, it says Alicante. That's where Pat plays usually on the Pat Fest in Alicante in Spain. So hopefully next year we'll get back to that again. Now, what else have I got for you? Oh, yeah. I've got this one from the Cadillac 3 and it's called Hard Out Here for a Country Boy.
Hard out here for a country boy. Chugging that cold beer, loving that hot girl, living that slow life in a real fast world. Gonna be a long day, but I'll get through it. It's a hell of a job, but somebody gotta do it. It's hard. Taking time this year, lifting this coochie's got my own tired, sweating and getting this old boy wired. NASCAR, bikini tan lines, copper tone shoulders, sunshine's tough for a red, white, and blue collar guy. Chicken wing.
For a country boy, Cadillac 3, and yeah, got some more of that Postman Pat stuff coming up as well, and that's coming up just after this from Wishing Well. I know it is from Free and Wishing Well.
wishing for.
Love in a peaceful world.
Yeah.
That's Free and Wishing Well. Now, I did promise you more of this Postman Pat stuff, and I've got another one here. You can check it out on YouTube. There's loads of them, but if you check out the Postman Pat pandemic one, it's about 8 or 9 minutes long. You'll enjoy it. Have a listen. This one is called Postman Pat, Oh Bugger.
Oh, look, if it isn't the local whore. That's rich coming from you. Shouldn't you be somewhere shagging Pat, Mary? I'm happily married, thank you. I don't know what Pat sees in you.
Right, yes, it won't be long. I'm a little bit early, but this is the place.
Everybody knows you can get more than just stamps at the post office. Usually crabs.
Oh, Mary, where are you? Ooh, I'm a little bit early, but... Ooh, are you hiding in there, my love? Come out, come out. Oh, Mary? Oh, 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 no. Oh, I think I'm stuck. Jess, I'm stuck.
Fuck's sake.
Help somebody.
Well, Mary, everybody in the village, including your husband, knows what you're up to. So you're playing a dangerous game.
Oh, no. I'm stuck. Can anybody hear me? Anybody at all? Oh, that sounds like half tractor. I'm saved. Alf, can you hear me? Alf, is that you? Help!
That's Pat's phone, the wife shagger. I bet I called him and the missus at it.
Alf, is that you? I'm stuck, I can't move.
Yep, it's me, and no one else around.
What are you talking about? Oh, Alf, what are you doing?
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what you did to my missus. Time and time again.
You don't mean you're going to... No!
Oh, yes, you guessed it. I'm going to give you what's been coming for a long time.
No,
right
no,
up the shitter. God, oh, no, the fucking no, dash. No, oh, that's right. Who's your daddy now?
Oh,
oh, feel it. Hello, oh, Larry Lou. What's going on here, then?
Oh,
yes, officer. What are you doing, Elf? Well, he shagged my wife.
Thank God you're here, officer. He's gone mad.
He shagged my wife, too.
Oh, shit.
Well, this isn't your lucky day, is it, Pat? Mind if I carry on, then? No, you go for it. As long as I can go next. Not a problem, but it might be a while. Oh.
Ooh.
Bet that's gonna sting tomorrow.
Jesus.
This is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City. This is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
Billy and Mark Show.
Clear my head from
I've always listened to your point of view. My ways have tried to mend, and I've always been a patient man, but my patience has reached its end.
There you go, that was Foreigner and Blue Morning, Blue Day. Now, what have I got for you? What have I got for you? Loads still coming. Some more comedy as well from Patton Oswalt coming up. But in the meantime, I think it's time for some Tesla and The Way It Is.
The boys are back here in their hometown. And if you'd like to get your free tickets to Tesla's special Feed the Homeless concert happening tonight, take two cans of food at the Sacramento Food Bank and we'll get you set up with those free tickets. And now here's their new hit, The Way It Is, with Tesla.
What it is, and what it was. Let's just be.
There you go, that was Tesla and The Way It Is. Now it's time for some more comedy, and it's from Patton Oswalt with Why Florida is America's Scrotum.
Look, there's a stereotype, cliche hack bit, if you will, that a lot of comedians do about, well, Florida's just America's dick. It's America's dick hanging down. Get it? Looks like a dick. America's dick. Ah. That's wrong. That's offensive. Florida's not America's dick. Maine is America's dick. Maine is America's weird, stubby, like kind of uncircumcised, wider than it's long, and the foreskin's all bunched up on the top, kind of infected. It's only hard because of Cialis. You know, the guy's like, it's like the guy kind of like rubs it against girls in the nightclub. But he's the owner's son. They can't say anything. They're like, oh, just finish. Maine, that's Maine. Maine is America's horrible nightclub rapey dick. And then Florida is America's kind of drooping, descending in the humid heat nutsack. Just this long, long scrotum. Just a southern scrotum. It's a fucking scrotum. It's a scrotum. And I'm not saying that Florida is a scrotum because I was in Miami for 3 weeks last year and it sucked. I was, and it did. But I have given Florida every fucking chance. I've been all over that state. When I say it's a scrotum, because I've been teabagged with that state. I've been all over it. I've been to Orlando, Jacksonville, Gainesville, Tallahassee, Hollywood, Daytona, Fort Lauderdale, Captiva Island, West Palm Beach, all over that goddamn thing. The only reason to visit Florida is to identify your daughter's dead body. That is it. Yes. Yes, you heard me. The state flag of Florida should be a coroner holding up a sheet and then two parents just going like that, just screaming. And then there's a flamingo in the bottom right-hand corner with sunglasses going, yeah. And then In Latin it says, why did she go into porn? And that's the state flag of Florida. It's all God. Florida is a vestigial sack. It's a anatomical sack that America's testosterone and anger drains into. And everyone in Florida, like if you go out with your friends, a group of you, and subconsciously, non-verbally, you just elect an alpha. Who's going to run things tonight? What bar are we going to? Where are we going to eat? And you're happy that there's an alpha for one night. I'm just going to relax and kick back. Florida, it's all alphas. Everyone, men, women, black, white, gay, straight, Jews and Cubans, they're all alphas. And they're all fighting for dominance. They have to win everything. And it's so ugly, everything. It's just, all right. One day, I was in Miami, and I went walking up Collins Avenue to look at the gorgeous old Art Deco hotels because I wanted to see something pretty for 10 fucking minutes. So I'm walking along, and who comes down the sidewalk? These two weightlifter dudes in their short shorts and those weightlifter shirts that like a towel basically that is cut into a shirt so the sides open so you can see the meat display. And these guys, they're just like on a pussy safari, yeah. And they're walking along and they look gayer than the pickup truck full of gay guys that's cruising alongside of them. Two in the cab, four in the back going, woo! Yeah! Like, just hooting at these guys. So one of the weightlifter douchebags stops, and he turns to the pickup truck, and he goes, "Hey, we're not gay, all right?" And then one of the guys in the back of the pickup truck says, "It's still an ass, motherfucker!" Did I just witness a straight hate crime?
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of KISS.
Hey, this is Goldust. Goldust.
Hello, this is Crispin Glover.
All right, my name is Ted Nugent.
I am Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is ODB Dirk McGirt.
What's happening? Straight out of Detroit Rock City, this is Kid Rock, and you are listening.
Billy and Bart Show.
Bitchin', fussin', cussin'.
There you go, Used to Love Her by Guns N' Roses, especially for Mr. Frank McLaughlin. I know he'd be a fan of Guns N' Roses, but I wonder, would you be a fan of Slaughter and Fly to the Angels?
Like
Slaughter and Fly to the Angels. Now, before we finish off this week, we've still got a couple more tracks, so don't panic just yet. As I said earlier on the show, Evie suggested that I play a Pat McManus show completely. So I will be asking you over the next couple of weeks to make a suggestion on songs that you'd like to hear from Pat McManus. Mostly, I'd say if you do the... if you pick songs from the solo career of Pat McManus would be great, and I'll do that as well, because that was on the basis of the Rory Gallagher Festival that we played a couple of weeks back, and I said yes, absolutely, why can't we? We can do that, why not? So if you'd like to make a suggestion, you know what to do at this stage, get in contact with me and let me know what artist or band you'd like to hear maybe a whole show of, and we'll do them randomly all over the place. We won't do them every week, but we'll do them every so often. We'll throw in a show that specifically is about a band or about an artist, whatever, see what happens. And we'll put them in the limelight, just like Rush.
Stage approaches the unreal for those who think. yourself in time. Living in the limelight, the universal dream, for those who wish to see, those who wish to be, must put aside the alienation, get on with the fascination, the real relation, the underlying key.
Limelight from Rush, and as I said earlier on, you can put your band into the limelight. And we'll keep going with the guys that are the local bands. They're still sending me in stuff, and it's great stuff to play. I'm hoping to hear from Altered Lions shortly, and Tony Smith constantly sends me in stuff, and Paul McCann, and just some great bands out there. Roy Shields as well. Lots of great music out there. Now, just before I finish up this week, I'm going to leave you with this track, and I'm going to say to you, till next week, take it easy, see you all soon, and get the jab, and wash the hands in the meantime if you're not getting the jab, but wash them anyway, because you never know what kind of dirty job you're at. Here is Blackstone Cherry. Till next week, Liam Burke signing off on the Liam Burke Show with Mississippi Queen.